Today we're going to talk about test-driven development, TDD, and why it is so much more important with the new powerful AI tools we have. What we've done today is we took an existing project and we just got more specific about making it better. We've raised our standards and AI increased our product to these standards. To proceed going forward, you just have to hit the update button. You're going to get raising your standards every day automatically. And it's just going to solve problems, self-healing code. Anybody else on your team, they're automatically going to get notified if they violate something, and it's probably going to self-heal for them too, even without telling them. So we're removing meetings, we're removing work, we're removing thinking, everything's removed. It's just product. It's just product. Today we're going to take a look at a business problem that we're working on and show you how we might have done this in the past, how we're doing it with AI, and what you really should be doing for the future of AI with TDD. And we're going to just show you exactly how we do these things. So you're going to watch me work, you're going to watch me hit problems, you're going to watch us work around them and solve problems permanently. So the difference is, when you use TDD to solve your problems, you are solving problems permanently. And this gets multiplied by the number of people on your team. It gets way more helpful. So the tool we're showing off today will be related to editing your website. Okay, here's our website. Let's open up in VS Code. This is a live website. It's got all the normal stuff that, you know, good stuff, bad stuff. And we will build this website. Now, I'm not going to pull from Git, so you're not going to notice that we're going to have some old code here. And that's fine, because our goal here is to kind of deal with a messy site that's got some problems. And I've already fixed these problems in real life, but we'll just kind of go back and try and fix them again here and see how that feels like. So this will allow us to really feel what it feels like to go through some of this stuff. So whenever you start a project, the first thing you want to do is try someone to build it. We're going to try to lint. So do the files even make sense that we have? Okay, some things are not validating. Okay, then we're going to build our site. This is a static pacificmedicaltraining.com. Bring it into the screen. So we're selling medical scribe training. Okay, great. So we've got some website here. And just for fun, I love to try and make sure I'm actually editing something. So we'll just go ahead and change anything. Okay, and now's a good time to introduce our water of the day. We've got Short Talk. I love it, and where's this one from? Uzbekistan, and if you know anything about Eastern Europe, the water's salty. The good water out there is salty, so we're going to be banging this and having a good time. Staying dry by staying wet. I love it. It's like sandblasting your face. Not everyone's going to love this taste. It's got a lot of different kind of minerals. It's not just salty. Potassium and calcium. We're gonna say those are the main flavor notes in this water. A lot of bubbles. It's perfect. Obviously, the bubbles had it. So, as we were sitting here, the website did live reload, and so we see that changes are active. Okay, so we have control of this website. Then we're going to do a yarn build and yarn test. And I'm dumb, sometimes I like to do a little thing at the end there to show that it worked. The whiskey of the day today is the 12-year Macallan. And so we're going to be checking that out. But we're going to set that aside. We need one viewer more on this podcast to unlock that achievement. There we go. So what we did was we built the site, we tested the site, and it's good. And so there's no problems today. This could even include external links. So for fun, I will remove our cache. So what our testing currently does is it will go, it will see if our website links to some other website, and then it will flag it if that other website goes down. And that you want to automate this, and it's not easy because you have to cache it and there's some tricks, and we do that. So we have a tool for that. Let me tell you about the tool that we're using. So this is free open source software, HTML Validate. This is a node-based tool, Node.js tool, and it can take your website, your static website, or you can use some other stuff like Vue or whatever. So you're going to shove your HTML files in there, and then it's going to run different rules. Greatest hits, such as disallow white space between attribute key and value. You don't want to shove extra spaces all over your HTML files. And just all kinds of things like that. Another random implicit button type. You know, this is what you're supposed to do. This is what you're not supposed to do. Great. All right, so there's lots of little rules, and here's a bunch. These are things you want to do. And the web page will load if you don't, but there could be consequences. Like Google won't like you as much if you don't provide accessibility. And you just want to check these things constantly, automatically, right? Your test script can run here, and every time you make a change, it's just going to shove it through the CI, and then it's going to send you an email if something didn't work. And better, it's going to send your teammates an email if they broke something. So that's like, we're getting up to the 2000s, 2000 zeros, the aughts. Getting 2010s, everybody knows about these tricks. But what good is your CI if it's not picking up a whole bunch of stuff, right? So you've got some good rules here, and I'll even show you some of my rules. So I added some rules into this project, and these are all inspired by specific problems we had on our team. These are things that were coming up over and over, and we thought we need to just solve this permanently. So no jQuery. jQuery was great back when you didn't know how to code and you didn't feel like typing out all the right things, but now jQuery just slows down your web page. Anything you can do with jQuery, you should do without jQuery. And luckily, one or two lines of AI will just fix it for you. You just say, rewrite this code without jQuery. And if somebody on your team, a new hire, tries to put jQuery in there, they're going to get an email, and it's going to have a problem. And then their AI is going to self-heal the code. So as soon as this is a test failure, the AI will fix. They'll just fix the problem for you. And that is beautiful. Don't use Cloudflare. Don't use anything else. Just use GitHub Pages. You're welcome. Now, there's a lot of little steps, like how do you build GitHub Pages? By default, you have to use Ruby, and nobody likes Ruby. So how do you install Ruby? How do you install Ruby? Those are instructions you're going to need to put on your website for other people using it, because GitHub Pages uses Ruby and uses Jekyll. Jekyll's fun to use, but it's built on Ruby. So what are you going to do? You need to have instructions. That's what you got to do. And here's copy-paste instructions that you can put on your website to use Google GitHub Pages, and everything's just going to work great. Also, we have testing. So the testing I just showed you, including nice checkers and HTML validate, that's already here. So all you got to do is just click this clone button. So you hit this use this template button, make your own repo. And instead of talking about horses, because this website here gives you a template, and you just replace that horse stuff, whatever you want to put there instead. And it's got some other cool little tricks just to pedant about what you want in your project. One of them here is we have a rule against using PNG files because you should always change them into WebP files. WebP is the future. All the browsers you care about today and yesteryear support WebP. This nerd stuff, do you know that? No, you didn't know that WebP replaced all these other image formats, and you don't need to know that because all you gotta do is copy-paste this template, which comes with all these cool little nerd rules in there, and it will tell you when you use one of these files, when you have a ping file. Hey, only use WebP. Oh, and PS, here's Google or whoever telling you why. And it links you to your little rules, right? And then when someone joins your project and they don't know this rule, they're gonna have this best practice right in front of their face, and their AI is gonna have a rule to fix this. And of course I go further, and then I specify exactly how we fix it, which encoder settings we use, all that stuff that's in there. So you can do this too. With one click, you're gonna have a nice little website with all the little nerd rules attached. And if you don't like the rules, you can turn them off. You can turn off whatever rules because you don't like them. So one of our rules doesn't allow you to have URLs with .html at the end. No need for that. You're polluting the URL. Nobody uses .html. So what I'm showing you here is some version of our website from a week or two ago. Okay, and we've changed stuff since then. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to suck in the new version of our test cases. So last week it was 1.1.2, and now it's 1.2.1. So we're just going to cut over to the new version. Great. So all you have to do is that one thing right there, and then you're going to start getting new pedantic reviews of your website. Okay, great. What's that look like? So yarn build. What's going to happen is it's going to start spitting out new errors. Great, more work to do. That's a good thing. You want to have more work to do. You want to have more fixes available on your website here. Now, if you have a team, you can delegate. Okay, go fix this for me. We found a problem. Let's read one of these problems. How's it look? Let's go read one of these problems. Okay, first one. About us. No self link in alternate language links. Must match canonical URL. Okay, let's figure out what that means. Link. This page is an English page. That's what EN means. Then we're going to go down here. I'm going to figure out whatever this language thing is. All right, here you go. So there's some alternate languages, and there's a Spanish version, and there's a Portuguese version. Actually, when you do that, you are supposed to have the original language linked to itself. And it's going to link right back to Google themselves saying this, and then also W3C. And there's a whole bunch of these. So what we should do is just go find an AI to do this for us. I think Sonnet or Haiku would be great for this. So I'm going to pick Haiku. It's cheaper. I'm going to use the one that's built into VS Code. I'm not going to use the one on OpenRouter. Sorry, OpenRouter. So I ran the test. Hopefully you can figure out what the test is. Got this. Go fix it. Okay, a good way to direct AI is to give it one specific, six, seven. One thing is you can just give it one of them, and then we're going to speed this up real fast after we get one of them. All right, so AI is taking control. I've given it permission to run the lint, the build, and the test commands. These are all safe. Did it fix it? Here it had 84 problems, and now it has 83 problems. All right, so it did something and it fixed it. Oh, look, it actually fixed it properly. Now I'm going to tell it this kind of problem. Go find all the this problem and fix them across the whole site. And we got Cheez-Its. So as we are waiting, we either do push-ups or we eat snacks. Nighttime and snacks. We'll get the camera real close next time so you can hear me chew. So you can read in the video how to get buff while you're fixing your website errors. And then just do push-ups instead of what I'm doing right now. Fixed a couple of them. Gonna run it. We used to have 84 errors. Okay, 79. We identified 84 problems where our fly was down and nobody told us. Google, you could have logged into Google and clicked on their error report and you could have found these errors. Okay, you could have used Ahrefs. You could have run a crawler. They would give you errors. Once a month, they'll send you an email. Here's your errors. Or you can go find the errors when they're happening. And guess what? Once you fix these errors, if somebody introduces a new error, then they're gonna get an email. And it's gonna say, hey, you broke something. And then you're like, oh crap, I broke something. So now, first of all, it's not your problem, it's their problem. That's better. And then even better than that is, as you can see, this is AI's problem. AI just fixed it for you. In fact, when you try to commit this into GitHub, AI is gonna run and it's gonna say, oh, your fly is down. How about I fix that for you? And it's gonna give you one button because it already knows how to fix the problem. But I'm just showing you what it looks like and how little effort you need to self-heal your code. Change some things. And then, okay, so here's, so just like we were doing, right? So you had some file and then you had the other languages and they were all connected or whatever. Okay. So then, for some reason, it found an error, a nitpick. Oof. It says, oh, in the sum of the files, you put them in a different order. You put the Portuguese first, and then the English, and then Spanish. Not something I care about, but notice it gives you a button. It's just a little button. Implement. Like, engage. So you just hit that button, and it's going to solve the problem across your whole website. It's going to bill you about a tenth of a cent to do that. And so as you can see, what happened here is those test errors we were just looking at a second ago, those are also visible to GitHub, to your CI, to Copilot, to your local AI, to your team, actual humans who work for you. Everybody can see this stuff. And so it's all there. So any one of these people are notified and they can fix it automatically, manually, or whatever. But what you don't want to do is not know this problem and then the customer finds it or you find it. We want to have these problems fixed at the lowest level possible. I'm assuming you're the manager. I'm assuming you have resources here. And you know, if you don't, AI is your resource. You want to have it solved at that problem before it gets to you.